forward to sort of more detailed and further engagements. What we need to do now is just to sort of list some of the resolutions that emanated from those discussions. What Nomonde has done, our procedural officer has listed one or two, so we'll allow her to just read those out. And if you have any additional resolutions emanating from the presentation, we can include those as well.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. Through you, the first one that I have is the committee to provide the MEC and the department with more information and the details of the incidents, the ones that were mentioned in Begweni and the other one in Kayamande, Stellenbosch. The department to provide the committee with the draft plan or strategy that aims to reduce the scourge of child murders in the province. The details of the plan, the youth cafe, to be forwarded to the committee once the areas are identified. I don't know whether you want it like that. Names and geographic areas of the 10 identified high-risk schools that are getting services for substance abuse treatment in the province. I don't know.
Yes, Chairperson, just on the rest of old age home frail care center, also the information will be provided to the department as well.
So just on the rest of frail care center in Cape Winelands?
In Paul.
Paul. So Member Philander will provide
the information to the department.
To the department.
Oh, okay.
On this. That's called the rest of frail care center.
Rest of old age home / frail care center. The need for frail care center.
Are you going to provide more information for us on that so we can forward it to the department?
Yes, but I would love us to go and visit because it's in one area.
So maybe let's keep that for the next item where we populate the committee's program. So if we hold on to that for now.
Thank you, Chair. On the resolution of the cafe, the youth cafes, I just want, I don't know how to put this, but I don't know if we have influence on it, because I've noted all of those centers are mostly coming from the Southern Cape. And now, for consideration, whoever will be taking that decision, at least let the other areas be included as well. I don't know how it will be recorded, but that's just my take on it.
Shall we word the resolution that the department will consult with the standing committee on the location of the two new youth campus? I've already got some ideas. Some nice properties in Karatdorp and Vanwyksdorp and the Klenker. So it's just say that Member Philander will provide details of the rest of old age home / frail care and the issues there. So, members, we're now moving on to consideration of our draft program for the next year. So you should each have a copy of the draft program as of 16th July. So it lists our meeting for today, and then it lists our next meeting on the 30th of July. So what we need to do now is just identify sort of the core topics that we'd like to cover. So if there are any suggestions going forward, maybe just emanating from the second resolution that we have on the strategy, the cabinet strategy dealing with child murders. Can I suggest that we ask the department to give us a briefing on the scourge of child murders in the province, and that presentation should include the action plan of the department, and then we can invite civil society perhaps to that meeting as well. We can possibly have it in the chambers because it's quite a topical issue. So we'll cover that for the meeting on the 30th of July. Are there any other suggestions and ideas for perhaps the other meetings? And this can include site visits as well. So maybe Baku, if you want to specifically visit the Stellenbosch space.
I think we can go as a block, not on that will help us. We must go as a team here to visit so that we can, when we come there, we can sit and think and grasp the way forward. What will be our team in the next step?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I would like to propose or request the standing committee if we can conduct a visit to the mentioned old age home restaurant, which is situated in Paul. I think that will give the committee even a better picture as to exactly where it's located and the need for a center, and one can then also use it as a sort of an example as to how the different departments can come together and how we can get to the frail care center stage. Thank you.
So with this, the proposal there would be that we visit both the Rostov Old Age Home and the Kayamandi development project. Because we can do that, it's quite a short distance, we can do it in the same day. Any other ideas or suggestions of items that we can cover? I think just in terms of Member Philander's comment around how departments work together, I don't think that question was answered quite comprehensively around the responsibility of health and the responsibility of public works. Can we also maybe for the meeting on the 27th then get the department to give us a briefing on the Department of Social Development and the Department of Transport and Public Works, so we can look specifically at the capital assets in the department. And we can combine that with a briefing by the Departments of Social Development, Human Settlements, and Transport and Public Works, looking specifically at the issues that were raised in the previous Parliament around the sector tasking for older persons. And we can then ask that question around housing allocation and what that integration looks like, specifically around not just when the Department of Human Settlements allocates housing opportunities, but municipalities as well. Specifically those five-story flats where the older people are always at the top. Any? So that's for the 27th. Then we've got the 17th of September. Any ideas?
Chairperson, can I make a suggestion? Except for the set meetings that we have to have, can we perhaps forward our proposals or suggestions either to you or the coordinator? Because we'll just now come back and we might think tonight about something else that will be more to value.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think maybe we can leave the rest open, and then we can fill it, we can populate the draft program, and then we can present it at the next committee meeting as well. I think, I'd also like a lot more information on the youth cafes before we visit them as well, because I think it will be interesting to see how a youth cafe operates, but we also need to understand sort of what the numbers behind it is, because we all want youth cafes, and I think one of the things that came out was you actually need NGO partners, and if you don't have that capacity in the municipality, then it might be a problem. So we'll wait for ideas, and I think once people have also had some time to absorb the presentation, because it was quite long, more things will pop out. Should be happy with that. So then what we also just have to do, members, is just consider and adopt the draft minutes of our meeting on the 4th. You should each have a copy of those draft minutes for the meeting we had on the 4th. So page 1, are there any additions or omissions, Member Philander?
Yes,
Propose adoption, Chairperson.
We have a seconder. We've got a seconder in Agubakubaku. Are there any other actions that we need to include, members, before we leave? And I want to thank the mayoral committee member for joining us today as well. I think it's a very good sort of omen for us going forward to have local government as part of the conversation. I think we really need to look at strengthening that engagement, and I think we should make it a standing invitation to any members and councillors in the local government space to come and to also bring through the members of this committee items for discussion. If there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting, and you'd be happy to know that our meetings going forward will be in the mornings, so we won't have the graveyard shift. So we'll start at 9 with the next meeting.
Not even nine. Thank you, members.
Thank you.